culture mitigates against it. Culture is a closed system of thinking and values of the sort I am denouncing. And it is the greatest barrier to your enlightenment, your education, and your decency is your culture. Ideology is not our friend. Why should culture imprison us and somehow place a barrier between ourselves and our true humanness? Once you start talking about race pride, loyalty, our destiny, our God, our mission, it's like building virtual realities, and people begin to treat these things as though they had the substantiality of real objects, and to build their lives as though these things were real. And what is this? It's a genuine mission of humanness. You're choosing to limit yourself to a cultural reality, whether it's the reality of being Rococo or Orthodox Jewish or whatever it is. It's a smaller world than the simple hardware you were born into this universe with. And the substances, the drugs, the plants, the things that perturb consciousness, they don't address culture in fact. They blast through them. How can we overcome the limitations of our operating? If there is one thing psychedelics can do, whether you hate them, whether you love them, whether you don't give a do, what they do is they dissolve boundaries. The boundaries between you and the floor, between you and your friend, between you and you last week, and you and you next week, and they dissolve boundaries. That's what they do. That is the ultimately subversive behavior. So the mind, under the influence of culture and cultural values, evolved as a threat detection device. But notice that carried far enough, that ends in paranoia. Fearful, watchful, never resting, never sleeping, always looking for the worst in every situation. So when we approach the psychedelic plant as shamans, as teachers, as sincere people interested in extraordinary experiences, what the psychedelics do, I think, is dissolve the three-dimensional threat detection psychology and system. That semi-carnivorous monkeys can or should be capable of understanding reality. The shaman is outside of cultural time, and the message of the shaman has always been perturbation of consciousness. I mean, let's take 30 milligrams of psilocybin or a great fistful of mushrooms. 3 hours into it, you are definitely thrown into the lap of God. 8 hours into it, you're simply looking back on it, reflecting, drawing conclusions, and wondering where do you go from here. If there's a message here rather than just a ramp, I think it would be to return to nature. observe. Open your eyes. Get smart. Culture is not your friend. Religion is not your friend. And that's what these psychedelics are doing. They're saying, you know, get it in context, my dear primate. See. And that's how I feel about people who chip away at psychedelics and take this amount and go to clubs and go to class and go to the mall. And, you know, this is not the program, folks. I mean, it's somebody's program, but I'm interested in life-changing experiences. Rare and high-dose experiences done with immense intentionality, you know, in silent darkness, at effective doses. The right idea is not enough. What is necessary is the lightning strike of true gnosis, however that can occur. The clock is ticking. Nature is unforgiving. Intelligence is a grand experiment, but if it does not serve novelty and diversity and the production of love and community and true caring, who needs it? Who needs it? Better to have a universe that glorifies God through its diversity than a universe which is the travesty of a demonic intent. Can cultural values be saved? I don't think so. I don't give a hoot. I mean, I'm an egg smasher. I mean, I think we should save the Rembrandts and save, you know, the Ghirardelli de Francescas and all that. But we cannot save the values. Racism, sexism, homophobia, xenophobia, product fetishism, enormous pyramids of class and privilege. None of this is savable. None of it is worth saving. How do we find real value? Well, we find them in caring for the earth. If I have to place my faith in human institutions, human religion, human goodness, the human capacity for decency and dignity, I would be absolutely in the depths of existential despair, as I was as a kid, because as a kid, you know, I didn't have these ideas. I had Camusian existentialism and Nietzsche and Lyman and all the rest of it. And it's a pretty grim situation, folks. But I really believe that without atom smashers, without long-based interferometers and all the rest of it, you can go into nature and open your eyes and open your mind, and you will see these processes in play, and you can easily extrapolate them to your own life. Now, going into nature and opening your eyes and paying attention doesn't deliver this to you. Then I suggest 20 milligrams of psilocybin be added into the mix, or 200 micrograms of LSD, or something like that. And then I think it will come shining through.